This week's scripture is a collection of several parables. It's interesting because at first they almost seem the exact opposite of last week's parables. It's really hard to make sense when Jesus tells us stories and they don't seem to work together. But there are a few things that we can see in most of these stories, and that is that they seem to be about finding the kingdom of heaven. And in most of these stories, there's a cost for finding the kingdom of heaven. Remembering that for me, parables bring with them a lot of questions. I have to ask, why is the kingdom of heaven hidden? It seems that it's rather difficult to find when you hear all these parables that Jesus tells us. Or does it? Is it that the kingdom of heaven requires that we have to really want to find it? That it has to be really important to us? And that we have to be willing to sacrifice a little to find it? Let's look at each of these parables in the scripture that was read this morning. Like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed, that began as the smallest of seeds and grows into something so strong and important. I can't help but think about some people that have lived throughout history who, although they began their lives in some rather difficult circumstances, they took that humble beginning and became a person who sought and helped create real change in our world. People like MLK and John Lewis, who we lost this past week. I'm sure we could each name several people that we relate to. And we can look back in history and see how those small seeds became trees that made change for the world. Then there's the yeast that the woman sacrificed all that she had to mix with the flour to create leaven for the bread. Again, what are we willing to give of ourselves to sacrifice, to mix into this world, to create a beautiful kingdom of heaven? What are we willing to sacrifice to create change, to feed people, to spread hope? There's the treasure hidden in a field. And yes, I have to ask the question, what was the person doing on someone else's property discovering this treasure? We don't know. But we know that the treasure is good enough that they are willing to sell all that they have in order to buy this land and receive this treasure. The kingdom of heaven is so valuable. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to you? Is it really important to you? Or is it more important for you to have the things that this world offers today? The fine pearl that, when located, is willing to see everything, to sell everything, to obtain it. Again, is the kingdom of heaven really that important to us? And then the net that is cast into the water and catches all these fish. Some are good, some are not. The good ones are kept and the bad ones are thrown out. This parable is one that really goes against last week's parable. Are we either the good fish or the bad fish? Or are we either kept or thrown away? As I look at each one of these parables, I first have to ask myself, what do I really want the kingdom of heaven to be? Is the kingdom of heaven for me a destination place for the next life? Is it a life that is never really attainable? Or is it a way of life here on earth that leads me to a better place eternally? If the kingdom of heaven is a destination place for the next life, which there are many who believe it is, what role does that play in our life, in our reaching the kingdom of heaven? Does it really matter how we live our lives? Is it only those who live perfectly that can hope to go to this destination? Or is it those who end their lives, having confessed all of their sins, those few get to go to heaven? Or if the kingdom of heaven begins here on earth, then what are we willing to do to reach it today? Are we willing to give all that we have so that we can be happy here on earth in this very life? I know I've told this story in a children's sermon once before, but it's such a beautiful story. It's the story of a little girl named Peggy, who, while shopping with her mother, found this beautiful strand of pretend pearls. She loved them so much, and she begged her mother, is there anything she could do to earn the money to buy this strand of pretend pearls? She worked around the house doing some chores that her mother asked her to do, and then she was able to buy the pearls. Every evening, she didn't want to take them off when she went to bed. She loved them so much, and she would tuck them away next to her bed so she could put them back on the first thing in the morning. One day, her dad asked her, as he was tucking her in, Peggy, do you love me? And she said she did. And he asked, would you give me your pearls? She cried and she said, I love you, Daddy, but I love my pearls. I can't give them to you. And he didn't push. The next night, as he was tucking her in bed, once again, he said, Peggy, do you love me? And she said, yes, Daddy, I love you. And he said, would you give me your pearls? And once again, she cried, I love you, Daddy, but please, please don't ask me to give you my pearls. And he didn't push. And for several nights, this continued. Each night, she begged him, please don't ask me. And after several nights, she just couldn't take it anymore. And she reached over to her nightstand and she pulled out the pearls and she gave them to her dad and said, Dad, I love you. And when she did, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a beautiful strand of real pearls for his little girl. Like Peggy, we so often hold on to the things of this world so tightly, thinking they make us happy, thinking they make us whole. We hold on so tightly that we can't receive the heavenly things that God has in place for us. When we recognize that God wants the very best for each and every one of us and has already provided us with that which is perfect if we're only willing to accept it. My prayer for each one of us, especially during this difficult time in our world, is that we can recognize and let go of the worldly things that keep us from experiencing the kingdom of heaven right here and now. And I pray that we can each find the kind of peace and the kind of love that only comes when we can be in a perfect relationship with our Creator and our Redeemer God. Amen and amen.